Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because this episode, we're actually going to take a quiz on parenting styles and see what type of parents we are. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And this is really exciting to learn about what type of parent we are.
I know.
Kind of nervous.
I mean, I don't want to put myself in a box, but I feel like I can maybe guess on what I am. Hopefully I come out that way.
I mean, there's a lot of different parenting styles that are listed, and I feel as if I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
But yeah. So we pulled this quiz off of mamanatural.com, and it was written by Genevieve Howlin. So shout out to this Mama Natural website. We just found it on the Googles, and we thought it would be fun to talk through the questions and see what type of mother we are.
Yeah. All right.
So I think they have them listed as tiger mama, free-range parent, attached to the max, and helicopter parent. Just before we take this quiz, Shannon, what kind of parent do you think that you are?
So I would say I'm probably a mixture of the tiger and the free range, because for me, I'm definitely not the helicopter parent.
Yeah.
I want my kids to learn from their mistakes, and yes, you're going to fall and get a scratch. And then attached to the max. I mean, my kids love me and I love them, but they like their space, and I like mine.
Yeah. You know, I would probably say that too. I know that I have helicopter tendencies, specifically when we're out in public, just because I don't want my kid bothering others. People, or if we're at a house party, like I want to make sure that he is doing the correct thing. So I know that Lewis is like, you can be a helicopter parent when it comes to that. But at home, I'm not.
I was going to ask,
by any means.
So is Lewis a helicopter parent at all?
No, no.
Okay. Mm-mm. Barrett's a helicopter parent when we're out.
Okay. That's me, 100%.
So Lewis and I, we should just go and sit up at the bar while you and Barrett go and chase the kids around.
I have a tendency to, I'll give Lewis a look and I'm like, you need to go check right now. Like, this is my look telling you that. I don't want to be obvious and make everyone else know that we're checking on our child, but I have a gut feeling that something is going on and you need to go look right now. And he does a great job of recognizing that look.
Well, Barrett is like the helicopter parent even to like other people's kids. I'm more the like the free-spirited innocence, and he's always making sure that each one of the kids are okay. And he was like that even when we first started dating, even when we got married, before we spoke about kids or had kids. He was always that person that was like helping with others.
You know that you say that when we hang out together, Barrett is always just making sure that, you know, that everybody's involved, everybody's having fun, you know, that nobody's struggling with anything.
Exactly.
So
it was actually one of the qualities that I started and was liking about him. So, because I definitely didn't need another free-spirited like me.
Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's
do it. So what kind of parents are you? First question. It's time to head to the park and it's looking a little crowded. Do you A, crowds won't keep your baby from mastering those monkey bars? B, yikes, too many people to sit back. You follow your child throughout the playground and make sure they're safe. C, the double swing is open, so you spend the morning swinging and singing songs with your little one. Or D, drop the kids off and let them know you'll be across the street at the juice bar or the regular bar. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon.
Oh, that's a toughie, because I don't fully sit back, but I'm not swinging right beside. Mine are a little bit different because mine are a little bit older.
True.
So
I would go with how they are now.
Go with how we are now. I would probably say, maybe, well, crowds won't keep your baby from mastering those.
That's what I was going to go with, too.
Yeah.
You know, let's jump in and have fun. I'm right there next to you, so, like, I'm not worried about what's going to happen to you, but
but I am going to be there.
Right, like, exactly.
Especially at the park. I don't trust people.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm the one that's standing by the entrance and exit if I'm not right next to him, because I'm this kid's not escaping this park area.
Well, and then my problem is not to mention of standing by the exits or near the exits, is because of the fact I've participated in too many active shooter classes, and it's like more of safety precautions.
Sidebar. We went to the park the other day, and it was pretty chilly outside.
Yeah.
And walked in, and along the fence, there was like a family that all had taken off their shoes and had their shoes lined up along the fence. I looked at Lewis. I was like, who was walking around here barefooted? It was so strange.
At the park?
At the park.
I mean, yes. It's one thing when you're at like a trampoline place, but.
I was like, it's cold and it's an outdoor park. Why are we taking our shoes off here, folks?
Oh, that's weird.
It was very strange. Okay. Back to the quiz. Yeah. Do you want to read question two?
Sure. On the preschool drop-off line, you kiss your sweet one goodbye and say, work hard and learn new things today. Be careful. Wash your hands before lunch, honey. I love you. Have a beautiful day. I'll be thinking about you all day. What drop-off line? Your child got a quick kiss and hopped on the bus.
Oh.
Well, see, I do say I love you.
Yes.
When they get out. But I'm not, I'll be thinking about you all day. I mean, I do think about my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely wash your hands before lunch.
So a little bit of everything for you?
Well, no, I'm just saying I know that they're not probably not washing their hands like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
But work hard and learn new things today is one thing, like, because I'm always like, listen to your teacher, make sure we pay attention, listen, learn something.
Right.
So, but I think I would probably be more of the I love you, have a beautiful day.
I was going the same
thing. Okay, look, we're going to have like the same answers here.
Well, maybe that's why we get along, because we're the same type of parent.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Look, Jen's taking a little sip of her wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
That calls for wine.
It's been a long week.
All right, question number three. You've scheduled a play date at your home, and your friends are starting to arrive with children in tow. A, you've got the morning all planned, complete with obstacle courses followed by alphabet worksheets. No need to miss out on academics just because you're technically not at school. Okay, well, since we both laughed at that one, I'm assuming that's not us. You let the kids play, but check in every 5 to 10 minutes to be sure there are no squabbles or boo-boos. You spend the morning with your baby napping in the carrier while the kids play with sensory bins while sipping kombucha. The kids are out back while you catch up with your friends over coffee.
Well, I'm going to say we're catching up, but usually we're drinking a glass of wine or maybe some beer.
Not coffee?
Not coffee, but definitely out in the back, have a good time. But like I said, mine are a little bit older, so you might be a little bit different.
I'm going B. You let the kids play, check in every 5 to 10 minutes to make sure there's no squabbles or boo-boos. And checking in more when there's complete silence as opposed to
now the silence, yes. I agree with. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I will say with the backyard or even just like upstairs in the playroom, the backyard, there's the window I can see up there. In the playroom, I swear, they're always so loud that they shake the house. So,
so you can hear
so
it all.
So you know that they're okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Your child asks you to read a book. You grab an early reader book, time to practice sounding out those words. Go with your child and help her pick out the right book. Besides bookcases, can tip. Settle into the couch with a blanket, a snack. Yeah, a snack of books. A stack of books. Lord.
Well, I'd take the snack, too.
I'd take the snack, yeah. Nothing cozier. Put on a Audible book and let your child chillax. Well, I would take the snack and the books, but since it wasn't a snack, but you put stack of books, totally sitting on the couch, getting
me
comfortable,
too.
And let's just read.
I love reading books with Colton. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it.
And, you know, it's great to see all ages of no matter what their ages. I mean, I even have friends that have teenagers that want to read to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
That is sweet. I mean, I hope that both of my kids love to read books as much as I do. So I'm encouraging.
So you do enjoy reading books?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to snuggle up on the couch and read a good book.
Amen.
I really enjoy. There are some very talented children's authors.
Oh, yeah. I love the illustrations.
Me too. And I prefer when they rhyme because then it's more fun to read.
Oh,
but
so
just my opinion.
Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Llama Llama. Did you guys ever read those books?
We did. That was a part of the Dolly Parton's imaginary library.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we did.
Yes,
library.
Yes.
Man, my country accent just came out.
Okay. Question five. In your house, bedtime is A, strictly at 7 p.m., B, somewhere between 7 and 7:30. It depends on how long it takes your child to dress, brush their teeth, say their prayers, and give the foot massage.
Mm.
C, when your child starts to look spacey, you lay down with him until he falls asleep. Or D, your child will tuck herself in after a quick hug and kiss. Easy peasy.
Well, I will say our bedtime is 8 p.m., and it is a very strict 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Even when we have sports, we may be running a few minutes behind, but no matter what, like, we are a strict bedtime routine.
Okay, so you're going A.
I'm going A, strictly 7. And I will say usually about, like, 7:50, we start brushing our teeth, you know, mm-hmm. going to the bathroom, getting a book, and all that good stuff, and we're in bed.
Yeah, I'm going B, somewhere between 7 and 7:30. We're yeah. loose on the actual time of bedtime. Mm-hmm. We do end, I mean, ours is closer to 8 o'clock, like you were yeah. saying, so these times are a little off. But, you know, we end two things at 7 o'clock. We end any screen time or phone time,
okay.
and he can no longer have water or juice so he doesn't pee the bed. But,
I understand that.
Yeah.
smart.
And then somewhere in between there, we start baths and we brush our teeth and... you know, sometimes there's play, sometimes there's books, sometimes there's putting Colton to bed. So we're a little bit looser on the actual time, but along the same lines. Like, we have a general timeline, mm-hmm. just not.
You have a routine, though. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your child is taking dance class. You, A, sit in the front row and watch each and every practice. B, are the one who selected the class. Juilliard, here we come. C, are so pumped for this mommy and me class. Or D, happy to have a little free time while child has some fun. I'm going, happy to have a little free time while child is having fun.
Me too.
Because with sports, I make sure that we're on teams, that I have friends that are the parents, you know, that their kids are playing on the same team, because we, that's when we catch up and I actually can have adult time.
Yes, I was going to say, me too. As much as I would like to think that I'm going to be right in there in the middle of it all, I think I'm going to take that time and enjoy some mm-hmm. self-care time, whether it's just sitting in the car for a few minutes mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. So, yep, I'm going that last one as well. All right. The kids are getting hungry. Your go-to snack is A, pre-measured superfood smoothies with extra omega-3s for brain performance. B, anything that your child wants, but you fix it for them. C, a plate of fresh fruit and grass-fed cheese slices to be shared together on the back patio. Or D, anything they can grab for themselves.
Well, we're always on the go, so mine is definitely anything they can grab for themselves.
Yeah, I'm between that. We eat a lot of fruit. I don't have any idea what grass-fed cheese slices are. Our cheese slices are probably not even real cheese, so
I'm not
going to go with that one. You know, I think I'm going to go B, anything your child wants, but you fix it for them.
Well, you know, and I say that too because, especially when they were a little bit younger, mm-hmm. I now try to get from like Costco and Sam's the individually wrapped items just because it is easier
yes.
for them to grab.
Mm-hmm.
But when my kids were a little bit younger, like yours, it was easier to get like a big old bag of Cheerios mm-hmm. and things that you would put in a Ziploc bag to take places.
Yeah.
So I think it's at a different place and time, like in your life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So you're going D?
I'm going D.
Cool.
Uh-oh, your kids aren't sharing. You, A, decide to switch activities. It's time to finish homework anyway. B, jump right in and settle the dispute for the kids. C, use this as a teachable moment and talk to your child about the right words to use to resolve a conflict. D, tell the kids to work it out themselves. Well, for me, I have a kind of a mixture of a few. Yours, I know, aren't really talking yet to each
right,
other,
right.
but there probably are touching stuffed
yep.
animals, books, and things like that.
Yes.
What do you think you might do when they're a little bit older?
You know, I'm going to be optimistic on this one,
okay.
and I'm going to say that I use this as a teachable moment and talk to your children about the right words to use to resolve a conflict.
So sometimes, especially right now, because we do have homework, decide to switch activities or it's time to finish homework anyways. Because of the fact is that is true. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when we walk in the door, it's just like, leave me alone for like 15
mm-hmm.
minutes so I can get a shower real quick, start dinner, get everything going.
Just diffuse the situation.
Just diffuse the situation.
For a second. Yeah.
And then I'm letting them play on their tablet or whatever for a few minutes anyway before they start their homework. So I'm going
right.
to probably have to say A on that one.
Okay. Gotcha. Question 9. It's nice outside, so you go for a walk. When your child gets a skinned knee, you, A, clean up the wound and head to soccer practice. B, what skinned knee? You caught your child as he fell. Mama for the win. C, use a herbal ointment on knee while you help your child release trauma. D, help brush off the dirt and then send them off to play.
I'm going to tell you, I will clean up. Like, I mean, okay. I always have wipes in my purse mm-hmm. anyway. But my boys and I were allergic to certain type of, like, antibacterial type items. So I would say I would definitely clean it up. But then, all right, head on out to practice.
Yeah. Ours is D, brush off the dirt and send them off to play.
I guess, well, and that's usually us. It just depends on probably how bad it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So either way, you're going on.
I have found that after injuries, Lewis tends to be the one who's like, all right, buddy, you're okay. He'll pick him up. He's like,
oh, really?
As soon as an injury happens, he's usually, you know, Colton will tend to jump into my arms, and then Dad comes in for the win and is like, you're okay, buddy. It's all right.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm more of like the, all right, you're fine. Get back out there.
And I probably might would say help brush off the dirt because I will say I'm one of those, and unless it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
we haven't had one of those yet, so.
Yeah. Oh, just wait. the ER, we were there a few times. But no matter boy or girl, you don't want them to freak out too badly, mm-hmm. and it's going to make it worse.
Right, right.
So, I mean, dirt helps everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Barrett never gets sick. I mean, I swear he ate dirt when he was little. It helped his immune system. All right, so how do you manage a newborn and a toddler at the same time? Oh, this is
ding, ding, ding. This is my question.
You should be even reading this one. Do you do baby Einstein curriculum with baby while the toddler is in a bungalow? Bungalow? Is that it?
Bilingual.
Lord have mercy. Preschool.
That wine. Hello.
Woo, only had a sip. B, have your mom over to help so each child has direct supervision. C, one word, baby wearing. And then D, your toddler plays freely with the dog while baby explores the floor.
I'm going a little bit of both C and D.
Okay. Have you gotten one of those things?
I don't, but I always have Nolan in my arms.
Yeah,
I just, like, we're walking around the house and he's just with me everywhere. And I do all the things while he's just in my arms. So probably going to go with C on that one.
C?
Yeah.
I'm definitely your toddler plays freely with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because we have always had a dog.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough that our dogs get along well with our kids.
Ours would be a cat, but
same thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, mm-hmm. Does your cat get along well with the boys?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
She's an old crankety little thing, so.
So she hides.
Yeah. She's 14 years old.
Aww.
Holy moly. Date nights are A, spent discussing children's development while planning extracurricular enrichment activities. I don't even have to read this one, Shannon. I know that is not either one of my
I'm trying to hold back the laugh.
Yeah. B, planned in advance, but usually call, text your sitter for updates once or twice. Okay, three times. C, a family event since you don't believe in babysitters. Or D, spontaneous. You drop off the kids at neighbor's house and cruise. Ours is B, planned in advance. I don't call that often because most of the time babysitter is Nana. So
I have full
trust in the babysitter. We have had once or twice, but it was somebody we knew really well. So it wasn't like I was that concerned about it. So of all of those, I'm going to go B, I think.
Yeah. There are times now that, the boys will call up my mom and say, Nana, we want to come over. But I'm not just going to drop them off at some, like, random neighbor or house.
Right.
So I would totally say plan in advance. But I will say with my mom, I do call once or twice. And only reason being is because my mom goes to sleep so early and I'm making
sure she's
awake.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you spend time outside as a family? A, we prefer the gym where we can measure our calories, burn, distance traveled, and keep track of our cardio improvements. B, only if the weather is good. After all, there is sunburn and frostbite and lightning. C, we camp regularly. Or D, yep, but my kids are the ones who sleep in the treehouse.
I don't know.
I would probably say only if the weather is good. The only reason I say that is, well, one, I have two redheads,
mm-hmm.
so I do have to put sunscreen on.
Sunburn is real.
Yeah, it is real. And I also don't want to be out when it's, like, extremely hot out or mm-hmm. freezing cold.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one as well. We try to be outside as much as possible, but, we're not.
I'm not standing out in the rain.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't do camping. I literally do not
do
camping.
I'll do glamping.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't do camping.
No, I need a real toilet and a mm-hmm. real shower mm-hmm. and a real bed.
And mosquito-free for me.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a family pet?
Hmm.
No, we're out of the house too often. B, We're thinking about a small pet, something that's easy for a child to feed and care for. C, yes, we have a dog and kitten. We even got a bigger couch so we can all fit. Or D, the kids collect all sorts of pets outside.
Well, we don't have a cat. Grayson's allergic to cats. Mm-hmm. But our couch, we did have to move into the living room because it was too small to fit everybody on it.
Okay.
We have two dogs and four fish.
So you're going C.
I'm going C.
Got it. I should also go C because we do have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
However, I am not a pet person whatsoever.
You're not?
I am not.
Really? I could totally see you as a dog person.
If I was going to do a dog, like, it would be a big dog. Okay. Yeah. I just...
Just another thing to have to worry
yes,
about.
Yes, exactly.
I get it.
Exactly.
They're expensive.
For me, I don't want that extra thing to worry about.
Well, and you inherited the cat.
I did inherit the cat.
So, from Lewis.
Mm-hmm. And love her just fine. But I don't see us getting anything new for a very long time.
Until Colton, Mama, I want a dog.
I know. Yeah.
And then you're going to be over at the Humane Society getting a dog. Mm-hmm. All right, the radio is blasting. What song is on? Backstreet Boys, duh. A, classical. B, Baby Shark, obviously. C, Circle Time Songs, Hand Motions and All. D, whatever the kids want to listen to depends on the day.
None of those for me.
Because the kids is my radio.
Yeah, that's the way I am too.
And classical will put me to sleep.
Mine, I guess, is I'm going Baby Shark because we actually do listen to Baby Shark, but like definitely not while it's blasting on the radio.
No.
Baby Shark is like, I need a moment in the house by myself. So, hey, Alexa, play Baby Shark.
You know what? Sometimes though, I will say the kids will listen to stuff because, like you just said, leave me alone. Because they'll just play random stuff.
So you're going D?
I think I would go D.
Okay. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Summer is on the horizon and you're in vacation planning mode, aren't we all?
Yes.
Where are you headed? A city with rich architectural history and plenty of museums. B, staycation, traveling with the kids is too risky. C, to the wild and free homeschooling convention. Sorry, I did not mean to laugh. That was rude. I'm sorry. Or D, your mother's farmhouse. Plenty of space for the kids to run around.
Well, because of the fact that we still have really never vacationed.
And we live at the beach. So
we live at the beach.
Staycation for me all the way.
Yeah. But I will say, though, is that my in-laws, they don't have a farmhouse. Well, they live in the country, but they have actually a lake house.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right on the lake, and there is plenty of space for the kids to run around and swim.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we do take vacations, if it's going anywhere, it's typically that.
Well,
but I will
go.
Say,
yeah.
Now that we're getting a little bit older, we want to do some more vacations with the whole museum aspect.
Okay. So, are you going your mother's farmhouse? Plenty of space
probably,
for the kids to run
around?
Probably,
yeah. I'm going to say because it's like the lake
house. You
know,
I'm going to change my answer to that, too.
I just feel
because
as if...
my parents live in Florida, so
yeah,
when we go...
You have everything. Your parents... They have everything in
yes.
the backyard.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They live in the retirement playground of the world. So.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, see your results.
Okay.
This is scary. Let's
I know.
See. I'm a free range mom.
Oh. Do you know what I got?
What'd you get?
Helicopter mama.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wonder what questions you did that were different.
I don't know. Mine says, hey, what's that sound? It sounds like someone's hovering. You don't see it that way. You're just doing what's best for your baby, and that means staying on top of everything all the time. You just want to keep your little one safe, even if you turn around and they're 18.
Okay. Mine just said, free-range mama, your kids are happy, they're covered in dirt, and they've been walking to school since, well, as long as you can remember. You're a fan of strong, independent little humans, and you're on a mission to help your child strive, even if it makes those helicopter parents uncomfortable. Your baby will be just fine.
Well, maybe Lewis knows me better than I think
than
he
you
does.
Think he does. And I'm totally that because, well, it depends on my mood, though.
Yeah.
Of the day and, and where we're at and things like that. But I would definitely say free range mom makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take helicopter mom.
I
don't mind it. It's okay.
Yeah. And you know, some of your questions, your answers are going to probably change in like 2 years.
True. Very true.
So that has a little bit, because some of the things that you picked were things I probably would have picked 3 or 4 years
ago. Back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We'll have to do this in a couple years again.
I know.
See if we're still at it.
I know. We'll post this link so that our listeners can take the quiz, and I'd be interested to hear what other people have.
Me too.
You know, what age their kids are. Is it an age thing or, you know, is it something that really defines your personality?
Exactly. But I will say, though, is this weekend, we're going to make the husbands take the quiz.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And see, because, you know, opposites attract.
Uh-huh.
So let's see what their actual results are.
Yeah.
Watch Jen and Barrett be identical. Lewis and I be the same.
That would be too funny. That would be too funny. I bet that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's probably going to be that. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. Well, that was a fun quiz.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
We learned a little new information about
each other. And we learned that Shannon can only have a sip of wine and tongue twister. Maybe it's just because it's Friday.
Probably. For sure. But you know what? Go to our Facebook page or our Instagram page. Give us a like and subscribe.
Please do.
And then you'll be able to see the link,
Exactly. Take
the quiz, let us know how you did. And, you know, maybe we'll even report back some of the findings that our fans leave for us.
Yes, please do. And if you do want to send us an email, do that at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
We want to hear from you guys.
Yes, please.
Tell us.
Because we want to know if...
And we want to drink with you.
Yes, even better. I was about to say we want to know what type of moms are out there, but... Even better, more like drinking moms and have a good old time.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Cheers.
Cheers.
On the next episode of Myrtle Moms with Margaritas.
I'm a person that likes simple things, so I don't need a lot of busy things to keep me happy on the weekends or at night when I'm not working. So again, reading a good book, walking the beach is my happy place, eating chocolate, having a nice glass of wine, spending time with my animals, of course, with my husband. So I feel like that's my chance to recharge and reset. And that's what then gives me the energy to come back in and hit the ground running on Mondays.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.